Friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Harav Reb Chaim Shirek Shlita, should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We are going to be talking about the inyan of tzel schach. As the pasuk says, davar bi'ito matov, how good is the thing at its proper time? As sukkah comes upon us, we are osek in inyan sukkah. So the Mishnah says in Sukkah Daf Tes Amid Beis, Ha'osis sukkaso tachas ilan kilo aso b'soch habayis. If you make a sukkah under a tree, it's as if you made the sukkah inside your house. Making a sukkah under a tree is like making a sukkah in your house. It's no good. We don't make sukkahs in our house. The Gemara says, so this is only if the tree has more shade than it does sun. But if it has more sun than it does shade, then the sukkah that is beneath the tree will be kosher. So if the tree has more sun under it than shade, then the sukkah beneath it will be kosher. Ask the Gemara, so what, that it's more sunny than shady? How come it's darv schach pasul b'hadi schach kosher? You have a tseref here, you have a combination of schach pasul and schach kosher. So how does it help me that it has a minimal amount of shade, but at the end of the day, you still have a tseref here of schach pasul together with schach kosher? And that should disqualify this sukkah because now you're sitting under schach pasul. Answers the Gemara, b'shikishachavtan. It's talking about kishachavtan. What does that mean? It's the subject of debate among the Rishonim. And we will see, please God. So Rav is mechadish to us the following. Then when is it considered two separate schachs? When each schach is independent. And each schach independently can make more shade than sun. So if two schachs can independently make more shade than sun, one schach kosher, one schach pasul, then it's no good. But if only one of the schach makes more shade than sun, the kosher schach, and the unkosher schach does not make more shade than sun, the unkosher schach creates more sun than shade, or allows more sun than shade, then it's not unkosher. Then the sukkah is kosher. And on that the Gemara asks, Einachinami. It's not pasul because there are two different schachs, kosher schach and pasul schach. Because the pasul schach isn't making more shade than sun, but let it be pasul because there's a tseref here of schach pasul. And we require that the entire shade should come from schach kosher. We don't want some of the shade coming from schach pasul. And it says the Gemara b'shechavtan. What is b'shechavtan? So Rashi says hishpil anaf of lamata. He lowered the branches. Me'uravim in schach kosher. They're mixed with kosher schach. Ve'ein nirim ve'ein, and they're not seen by the naked eye. You can't see which is the kosher, which is the pasul. It's one big mixture. B'schach kosher rabba olav. And Rashi's mechadesh that the kosher schach exceeds the unkosher schach, exceeds the tree's schach. Umevatla, and it's mevatel. To midoiraisa, kol mili batel beruba. Because it's midoiraisa, everything is batel berov. So here you have bitel berov, it's nullified. More schach kosher nullifies the schach that is not valid, and therefore this sukkah is kosher. So you see that midin bittul barov, the Gemara is telling us, according to Rashi, that the sukkah is going to be kosher if the if there is schach pasul, it's going to pasul the sukkah, and the only way it's going to be kosher is if you have bittul barov. And so writes the Ritva, v'akshinan v'chichamsim ruba mitzulsa mayhabe ha-mitztarv schach pasul v'adei schach kosher. Even if it's more shade than the sun than shade, who cares? You have a tseref here, you have a combinatsia of schach pasul with schach kosher. Perish, explains the Ritva, nihi devadai leka mishum sukkah tachas ha-ilan kiduka amris. It is true that there is no problem of a sukkah under a tree, like you said, because there is a minimum amount of tree. The schach of the tree only makes more, it makes more sun than shade. Kom like a psul achrise. There's a different psul. There's a different disqualification. Shilin shemuchubra pasul schach, because the tree that's connected and pasul schach komisakech ala sukkah. It's making schach on the sukkah, or miseyab etzil so mitzda. Schach pasul by the schach kosher, and it helps in making shade, and that creates a tseiruf of pasul eschach with kosher eschach. And we don't want that. So ein achinami, there's going to be a mitzad di schach kosher. There's more shade than sun. Mitzad the schach pasul, there's more sun than shade. So it's not a problem of sukkah tachas ha'ilan as far as that's concerned. But there's a different problem that at the end of the day, even after you tell me that there's a minimal amount of schach pasul, and it's not considered by itself schach, but because it's only chams, because it's more sun than shade, but still it's joining together with the schach kosher and creating shade, and we don't want shade created by a combination of schach kosher and schach pasul. So there's a very big kash on this. From the Mishnah later on in Tesvav, it says Hamakara Sukasu Bishpudin Obe Arukos. If somebody makes a ceiling on his sukkah with shpudim, shpudim are spits. He makes the roof of a sukkah with spits, like you would have when you make a barbecue. Obe Arukos, or with the sides of the bed, which are items that are not fit for use as schach. Spits are metal, no good, not from the ground. Kalim are makabel tuma, and that's no good. The sides of the bed is also no good, because the boards, these boards are also makabel tuma. It's no good. Akopanim, we see from this Mishnah that if you make a sukkah with schach of shpudim or arukos, amita, im yesh rabach beinehem kemosa, but if there is an equal amount of space, as wide as the items themselves, he fills the gaps with materials eligible for schach, ksheira, the sukkah, is valid. Now there, let's say you would remove the shpudim, let's say you would remove the spits, then it's going to be chamsa merubah mitzilsa. It's going to be more sun than shade. If it's 50-50 on the top, then on the bottom, there is going to be more sun than shade. How do we know that? Because we know a famous Rashi. Rashi, by Zuzi Mila'el Ki Istura Mila'tachas, Rashi, on page 22b, tells us the size of the zuz above becomes the size of an istara below. In other words, sunlight that shines through a hole on top, the size of a zuz, which is a smaller coin, will spread to the size of an istara, a larger coin, on the earth below. So here also, when you have a sukkah that's 50-50, then on the bottom, in other words, it's 50% schach kosher, 50% schach pasul. If you would remove the schach pasul, then on the bottom, what would you have? You would have more shade, you would have more sun than shade, because on top it's 50-50, right? There's gaps in between the shpudim and the arukos. You have kosher schach there, but if you would take away the shpudim and the arukos, it would turn out there'd be more sun, and therefore it turns out that you're getting your shade from the shpudim and the arukos, and that's no good. So why does it say that sukkah shel kshera, that your sukkah is kosher, and there you can't come on to bittul berov? Number one, because each is independently standing, like Tosis there says in Dibur Maschav HaEfshir, there each is omed bifnei atzma. And not only that, it's a 50-50. So the chad man d'amar, there's more schach kosher, according to one man d'amar the Gemara, because the Gemara is tekasha. But not everybody holds that way. And therefore you see that 50-50 is okay. Wait a minute, T.O. coach, you have a tseruf here of schach pasul behadei schach kosher. You are getting your shade from the schach pasul, and if the schach pasul would be removed, it would be chamsa meruva. This is a very big problem, more sun. Also, we have a kasha from the Mishnah and Afir Aleph. Mishnah Afir Aleph tells us, Hilales Hagefen, etc., Vesikach al Gaba, Psula, Vimasikuch Harba Mim Ksheira. It says that if one lifted onto the sukkah a grapevine or a gourd, an ivy, and he covered it with valid schach, the sukkah is invalid. But if the valid schach exceeded them, then it's kosher. And Rashi says that it's midin bittul berov. Rashi dibur amaschil harba mehen mevatlin berov. So it's mashma that if not for bittul berov, it would be pasul. What about shpudim, where you don't have bittul berov, and yet it's still kosher? So this is a big problemo. So, in the Torah journal Kiryas Sefer, in the year Tavshin Samaches, there's an article here by Chashev Rav from Beitar, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky from the famous Tukachinsky family. It was later republished in a Sefer Yama Talmud, a collection of his articles. So he goes on the following derech, and we are going to follow him. That the MS, this Mishnah, is difficult. The Mishnah that says, forgetting about anything else, just looking directly at the Mishnah, of a makara sukkah b'shpudim, if you make a roof of your sukkah made of spits, it's going to be kosher, requires explanation. Why is it kosher? There is shade that's making schach. There is shade from schach pasul. And we require schach kosher. We require psolet goren v'yekev. So what's shot that a 50-50 sukkah is okay? So the Ritva there explains. This Ritva, when I was learning the sugya on page 9b, Tesamet Beis, this Ritva was pointed out to me by the aforementioned Yedid Nafshi Rabbi Chaim Shirak Shlita. So the Ritva explains that we don't require that the rove of the tzel should come from schach kasher. We just require that the rove shouldn't come from schach pasal. What does the Ritva say? This is Tess Amit Beis. D'lom rachmana d'le'ovid tzilsim rubim mechamsim schach kasher. The Torah doesn't require that there be more shade than sun from schach kasher. All the Torah requires is that there should be more shade than sun. It doesn't need to be more shade than sun from schach kasher. It just needs to be more shade than sun. Shouldn't be air in the schach, empty spaces. And it shouldn't be mostly pasul schach. So writes the Ritva and Deftesvav and Beis, Vekvar Parishna, the Afal Gav Deleka Rov Tzel, Yischach Kasher, you know they don't have Rov Tzel from Kasher Yischach, came in the Kula B'tzal Tzilsim Rubim Echam says, since it is, in general, more shade than sun, B'leka Mokom Echad Tzchach Pasol, and there isn't in one place, Pasol Yischach, El Pachas Mishlosha, all you have is less than three Tvachim of Tzchach Pasol, Lo Me'arosh Yerutachas Tzel Pasol, and your body is never going to be, most of your body is never going to be under the tzel pasul, the b'hachi achshar rachmana. That the Torah is machshir. So what is the what do these two ritvas mean? The ritva and tesvav on the base, ritva and tesvav on the base, that there are really two dinim here in schach. Number one is a din schach. You have to have schach. You don't need rov kasher. It's enough to have chatzi kasher. Why chatzi? Because paritz ka'ome. We have a rule that if it's Paritz Kome, it is kosher, that if it is breached like it is standing, it's kosher. So here also, as long as you have schach, which is half okay, then you're okay. You don't need rov kosher. It's enough to have chatzi schach kosher. That's din number one. You can also have chatzi schach pasul. Number two, there's a din tzel. There's a din of shade. That we require shebchlolus hasukkah, that in general the sukkah has to be tzilsim ruba mechamsa. We don't require that the tzel should come me rov schach kasher dafka. Tzel doesn't have to come from rov schach kasher. Tzel can come from rov schach pasul. And tzel can come from the schach pasul as well, as long as you have at least half schach kasher. That's enough. You need half schach kasher, and number two, you need to have rov tzel, however you're getting it. Again, lashon haritva, d'lo amar rachmana d'le'avad tzilsim rubim mechamsa mischach kasher. You don't have to have more shade from schach kasher. El tei tzilsim rubim mechamsa. All you need is more shade. And in addition to needing more shade, v'lo yisakech b'rov schach pasul. You can't have a rov of schach pasul. You have to have more shade. And you can't have a rov of schach pasul. And these are two different dinim. The afagav deleka rov and tesvav and beit tzel mischach kasher. Even though you don't have rov tzel from schach kasher, it's fine. Because it's all tzilsim rubim mechamsa. And this can be explained more based on the Ritva at the beginning of our Masechta, that the schach doesn't have to actually make shade befoal. Rather, it's enough that the schach is ro'i lohatzel. The schach should be fitting to give shade. And for this reason, if you make a sukkah in Ashtaras Karnayim, where there are these high mountains, it's going to be kasher because it's ro'i lohatzel, ayin sham in the Ritva. So based on this, we understand even better. We don't care that the tzel is coming from schach pasul, because the tzel doesn't have to come bechrech befoal from schach kasher. As long as you have half schach kasher, that's enough. That it's roi lahatzel midin paritz kaomei. And what about the befoal? In practice, you have a shady sukkah. Yes, you do. In practice, you have a shady sukkah. You have tzilsim merubim mechamsa, with the help of the unkosher schach, with the pasul schach. So everything is cool. So it needs roi lahasech, that's half, and then the other half, and then the rest of the befoal can be completed by schach pasul. However, it would appear pashut that this is all if the tzel comes from schach. There we can say that even though schach it's schach pasul, nevertheless it's called schach, and the din of psolas karen v'yekev is only a tanai behechsher as schach, lo b'shem min schach. Schach pasul is also called schach. It's also the min. It's also the type of schach. Even if it's schach pasul. So this whole din is if the tzel comes because of schach, and there we can say that schach pasul is called schach. It just isn't a kosher species of schach, but it's still called schach. And so we see in the words of Moreno Verbeno Rab Shimon Zetzal in the Shar Yosher, the Shar Gimel Perek Yotes, that the pasuk of Besukas Teshvu is when even psol something that's not psolas goren v'yekev, even if it's not the remnants of what is in the storehouse and in the vineyard, things that grow from the ground, they're not makabel tumah. But there's a tnai, there's a condition behechshir sukkah that it should be. So when it says sukkas teshvu, Iker it's talking about any type of sukkah, any type of booth. But there's a tnai behechshir sukkah that it should be dafka psolas goren v'yekev. But it still has a shem schach. It still has a shem sukkah, even by schach pasul. So it's schach pasul, but it still has a shem schach. And so writes the Lavush in Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. He writes that if you're makar sukkaso b'shpudin, karinin be'ta'ase. In other words, it's included in the pasuk of chagat sukkos ta'ase lecha. That's called ta'ase. So you see that it's called schach, just not schach kosher. But let's say you were misakech half of the sukkah, and then you made tzel by high walls, walls that are higher than the schach, so that wouldn't be considered schach, that's nothing. So based on this, it would appear that an ilan mechuber is worse than other type of psuls. Other psuls, like ein gidula min ha'aretz, etc., are in the category of the species of schach. Just the Torah passeled it because psul is goren v'yekev. That's what it has to be. It has to be gidula min ha'aretz and a makabel tumah. But all you have when you have schach pasul is a lack of hechsher tanai sukkah. You're not completely fulfilling the condition. But an ilan mechuber would be a different category, possibly, and that is that it's not schach at all. It's not schach l'sukkah. It stands on its own. It's an independent shri. So that's not even in the category of schach. It's omid bifnei atzmo. And it's mefurish in the Sefer Gur Aryeh of Moreno v'Rabbeinu HaMaharal, the beginning of Maseches Erevin, that schach mechuber is b'chal not called schach. It's not together schach. So based on this, we can understand very well that as far as schach tachas ilan and hidlas hagefen, we have to come on to bittul barov, because mechuber isn't schach, and we're not machshir the tzel at all. So the shade is no good. So those are those two sources: tes amit beis, yid aleph amit aleph. The reason when it comes to sukkah tachas ilan hidlas hagefen, it's no good, and you need to come on to bittul barov because it was dealing with non schach, according to the Maharal, because mechuber is not schach. Tzel is no good at all. Mashen kein shpudim. There it's 50-50. And you don't need the din of bittul barov. Because there you have schach. It's just not kosher schach. So as long as you have paretz ka'omed, you're cool. And before all, you have rov schach, rov tzel. And based on this, we can also explain Rashi on Tesvav Amid Beis. Rava answers the Mishnah, explains the Mishnah, that if your makaris sukkasa, you make your sukkah with spits, Even if you say kishein ma'adif, even if you say that it's not talking about where the in between the spaces there is more schach, kosher, than there is shpudim, that's what Ravami says. Ravami says, when you're madif, you enlarge the size of the gaps to slightly more than the width of the spits. And therefore you have more kosher schach. Rabbi says, no. Mishnah can be dealing with a case where one didn't enlarge the gaps, but if the spits were placed crosswise, if the spits were crosswise, he places the valet schach lengthwise. If the spits were lengthwise, he places the valet schach crosswise. In other words, the valet schach is perpendicular to the spits so that it necessarily overlaps the spits. Rashi says, I feel mitzamsim v'mayu nosim ashpudim shesi nosim akonim shel schach erev da'al korchachim eino nosim roshi akonim al shpudim arayi noflim la'aretz v'hilko chavalei kosher meruba al apsulim vatlan. So Rashi says you're going to have more in this case when you put it on top of the when you make them perpendicular, you're going to end up with more kosher schach than shpudim. So these spaces between the spits are exactly as wide as the spits, but the total valid schach exceeds the invalid spits, and therefore the sukkah is validated, the sukkah is kosher. That's Rashi. Tosfos rejects this and says, "Dei nirashi zbatel schach pasul b'kosher, afi shekasrov kem rov zeb zeb nikach b'fnei atzma." If they're placed in this formation, then there's not going to be no bittel because they're not mixed in with each other. Rashi explains in Tesamit Beis, you can't recognize which is in order to get the bittel. You can't recognize the puzzle part. Here you recognize the puzzle part. So that's Tosfos. Tosfos has two kashes. Number one, how's it shaykh bittel when each one is nikar bifnei atzmo? And number two, we have a kasha and Rashi. Rashi contradicts himself. That by Ilan he writes that you mix them in and they're not near and bang. Mashma, if they are, then it's not misbatel. And by Shpudim it's batel even if it's not nikar. So what's going on over here? So based on what we said, it's very good. That by MS, there's a chiluk between the din bittel barov l'gabe Ilan and the bittel barov by Shpudim. So first, let's explain bittel barov. The gather of bittel barov is that the miut, the minority, the power of the minority is batel, and its mitzias becomes part of the rov. And the mela, there's no iser, there's no shame iser. Like the famous Ran in Nedarim, and Daphnin Beis Amid Aleph, where he explains the chiluk between min bimino, de lo batel, le min b'she'eno mino debatel. Why is min b'mino, why is one species in the same species not batel? One type of food in the same type of food is not batel, but two different species is batel. Two different types of food, you do say bittel. Says the Ran, v'haynu taima, de min b'mino lo batel fisha kol dover shu doyme lechavero eno machlisha umevatlo. Anything that's similar to its friend doesn't weaken it, doesn't nullify it, it strengthens it. So if it's min b'mino, there's no bittel, because can't say that the majority of kosher nullified the minority of unkosher, because it's the same min. And since it fell into the same min, it strengthens the unkosher, it doesn't weaken it. Lefisha hachiluk, it's a long run, just quoting a few words. Fisha hachiluk shebein haminin, sibas habitul v'hashivui, no sein shelo yebetelin. Because the difference between the minim causes the bitul, and the fact that they're equal makes that they're not batal. So if it's min b'she'eno mino, it's going to be batal, because the different min weakens if it's in a different type of mixture, a different type of species. So A falls into B, and A is different than B, so then B weakens A. So if B is the rov, then A is batal. But if A and B are the same thing, the same tomato sauce, one kosher, one not kosher, even if the miut is kosher, even if the rov, excuse me, is kosher, it's not going to be vatel and miut, because not mevatel the same min, it's mechazik the same min. So you see that the inyan of bitul barov is that there is a weakening and a nullification of a mitzius, making it part of the rov, and then the iser falls away. So according to this, we can understand the chiluk between bitul barov b'sha'ar isurim, that we require that the taroves not be recognizable, and bitul barov by shpudim, that by isurim we require that you remove the iser. We're talking about isurim. You have to mafkia the iser, and it's not nikar. Only in such an instance is the mitzius weakened and nullified, because it becomes chelik me'arov. That's if it's not recognizable. If it's recognizable, so in achinami, it's true, it has a shem tarovus. Nevertheless, the iser doesn't fall away. It's not batal b'mitzius or shari nikaru. Ma'ashenkein b'shpudim, that we explain that be'etzim it has a shem schach, and we don't need the bitul to be mechadish a shem schach. We just have a t'nai that it has to be psalus garan v'yekev. There we can say that as long as there's rov schach, kosher, Mipselis Goran Vyekev, we go after the rov, and we call this a sukkah that is in general covered with Pselis Goran Vyekev. We don't need to come on to Bitul Barov that the mitzius should be batal and become part of the rov. It's enough that we have Azlinan Basa rov, that Bechlaluso, you have rov schach, kosher, and therefore the sukkah is called a sukkah kshera, it's called schach kosher. So again, when it comes to bitul, there you need to come on to rov. The rov has to be mevatel the miut if they're of two different species, and then the miut turns into the rov, because you weaken the mitzius of the miut, and now it blends in with the rov. By shpudim, the reason there it's okay if it's nikar bifnei atzmo, is because we don't have to be mevatel the shpudim. We're totally cool with the fact that there's shpudim there, because shpudim mischach. The only thing is you have a tenai of goren v'yekev, a psalus goren v'yekev, that it can't be something that it has to be grow from the ground, not be makabel tumah. So for that, it's enough that azlinan basar rov, that it's more than 50% of Pselis Goran V'yekev, and therefore the Sukkah B'chalusa we call a Sukkah K'shera. So now we understand that when you have Ilan and Hidlas HaGefen, there those don't have a Shem Schach at all. In order for it to get a Shem Schach, we need to be Mevatel at Legamre and turn it into part of the robe. It's not Schach at all. And then it's going to be called Shem Schach. And then it's going to be called by the name of Schach. So there, it can't be Nikar. If it's Nikar, there's no Bittl. So there, it needs to be Nikar. There, it needs to be Nikar. And there, it can't be Nikar. It can't be recognizable. Because you want to be Mevatel, the... what's mechuber, which doesn't have a shem schach at all, and make it part of schach. So that can't be nikkar. But in the case of the shpudim, it doesn't bother us that the shpudim are nikkar, because you're not coming from bittul barov. Where are you coming from? As linan basaruba, that you follow the rov, so you don't have to be mevatel the schach kosher, the schach pasul, the shpudim. You just have to have mostly schach kosher, so it has a shame of schach of psolas garen v'yekev. So the problem with this thesis is that Rashi, in we're talking about the shpudim, that you put them shasi ve'erev perpendicular. He writes, "V'hilka chavalei kasher meruba al apsul u'mivatlan." And so Rashi seems to say it's coming midin bittul, not midin hochim achar rov. That's a big problem. And then now we can also pass the Miyashiv Astira and Rashi, famous Astira, dealt with by a lot of Achronim, that on Daf Tesam at Beis, it says that if the, Rashi says that if the tree was Chamsam Ruba, more sun than shade, and the Sukkah was more shade than sun, since without the tree it would also be more shade than sun, then it's okay. And it's kosher, like he says in Dibur Maschal HaKom Tzarif, U'mahani tzeh la'ilam l'tzeh la'schach la'hashlim tzilsa shal sukkah. So then it's fine that the shade of the tree will join with the schach, kosher, to be mashlim, the shade of the sukkah. So Rashi writes that it has to be, when it comes to the kosher schach has to independently be more shade than sun. And only then it's okay. So the pasul aschach, or the mechuber, is only it just adds more shade. But independently, as Rashi writes later on in the sugya of Mefurish, independently the sukkah has its own kosher shade, and that's one Rashi. So shita satosfis. However, in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, in Divrei Maschil Tachtonik Sheira V'Elyona Psula. If the Elyon, if the higher sukkah, you have one sukkah on top of another, if the higher sukkah is higher than 20 amos, the tachton is pasul, because there's a combination of schach pasul and schach kosher. Because if the schach that's above 20, that's pasul. So, even if the Elyona is chamsim ruba mitzilsa, and the tachtona, it's Sosam Ruba Mechamsa, the Tachtona, the lower Sukkah, is Pasul because of this Elyona. So Tosus already writes that it's talking about where the Tachtona is not Sosam Ruba. It's only Sosam Ruba with the help of the Elyona. But according to Rashi, the Tachtona is Sosam Ruba, has more shade, even without the help of the Elyona. So the Karban Asanel, other Achronim, talk about this Stira and Rashi. That in our Rashi, and of Tesamit Beis, Rashi says that if the Schach, Kosher Schach, is Tzilsim Ruba, everything is okay. And if later on he says, no, it's not. Even though if you have a Tzilsim Ruba, if there's a Sukkah above it, it's not okay. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. If there's a Chiluk between an Ilan and a Sukkah Agavi Sukkah. An Ilan is not Tzchach Be'etzim, and therefore it doesn't passel what's beneath it, as long as you don't need its shade. And only if the sukkah is chamsim rumitzilsin, you need the shade of the ilan, then it becomes tzchach, and therefore it passes what's beneath it, because there's a tzeiruf, and it's combined. Mashenkein sukkah gabi sukkah, that you put it l'shem tzchach, and it has a shem tzchach, there it's going to pass the tachtona, because it's mitzdarif, because the tzel that comes from it is a tzel chashuv, it's a tzel of tzchach, and therefore it's mitzdarif to the tachton. Tov, the Rambam has a different mahalach in the sugya. We like to discuss the Rambam, we like to go further into Rashi. We have a lot of plans for life. We just ask that God give us life in Simchas Chaim and Bracha Batzlach B'chol Maaseh Yadeinu, and Mirtz Hashem will be Zoche, I hope, to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.